So we're back.
This is usually how part two starts, with just nonsense.
And it's going to continue.
It's going to continue. We're going to get a lot more buttons from Mike this part.
This one. We've done punch, or...
I feel like you're picking the same...
Say my name.
Okay. Welcome back. This is part two of the War on Pop Culture podcast, episode 5, part 2. Is that the goat?
No.
Oh.
That was outside.
No, it's a goat.
Screamy goat.
We're back.
Thank you for tuning back.
Again.
I guess. You probably turned it off by now.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is going to be the worst, but it's going to be the best because of that.
This is going to be a good one.
I guarantee it. Ooh. We're gonna continue with the whole horror theme and talk about some television now.
Oh, that's
horror. Is it horror? Go ahead, press it.
Yeah, it's not working again. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So we're going to do some telly.
Some television.
And we're going to talk about, obviously, the most popular... horror television show.
Why are you saying it like that, Mike?
Because, like, everyone knew we were going to bring it up, because it's, like, the one show that's on TV that we both say we watch.
You know, we admitted that last time. We're just, like, we watch a lot of TV amongst both of us, but we don't watch the same shows.
Rob shows suck.
They're
good.
Half of them are pretty
bad. I watch a lot of crap. Rob watches good shows.
But I guess the one we should talk about, but it makes sense that a lot of people watch it, so maybe they'll tune in?
Maybe. I hope. Listen to us, please.
Walking Dead. Is there... there has to be, like, a Walking Dead button. Oh.
It's not that one.
Mix it up. Scratch that.
Waka Waka Dead. I like all the Pac-Man buttons. So yeah, Walking Dead. It's kind of a big deal.
The Walking Dead is back for season 6.
Is it 6? It's 6. It's not 5, it's 6, yeah.
It is 6.
Came after 5.
Usually.
Usually.
So what is it?
6, 6, 6.
So we have watched the first 2 episodes of the season 6.
I'm pretty impressed.
Are you?
I am. And considering I haven't liked the show in the last 3 seasons, I'm hoping it continues, but there's a lot of action. I mean, so far, this is my comparison. This Walking Dead season 6 is like the season 4 of Lost right now. Do you remember season 4 of Lost as well as I do? There's
probably
a lot
not.
Of action. There's a lot of action.
Probably not.
Six. It's nonstop. The first episode was great. Who was honking the horn? I don't know. Now we know. It was
what
somebody
like,
that they killed.
What I like what they're doing immediately with this season 6 is they're kind of jumping around a lot. They're not exactly showing... They're not going in order in a way. Because, like, season 6 starts out, and you're just like, wait, what is happening?
Wasn't black and white.
Even the beginning, you're just like, what? Why are they freaking out? Why are there thousands of zombies in this pit and stuff like that? And then, like, oh, yeah, the black and white, you're like, okay, yeah, we have to kind of fill the viewers in to what happened before this is actually going on. But it's just like, okay, that's cool. And then episode 2 continued with that. It was just like, oh, well, first of all, I'm not sure why they show the whole little cold opening with Enid or whatever her name is, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But to do that for a character that might be gone forever right now, it kind of like makes no sense, but it was really cool.
Yeah, it was
I'll
cool.
give you that. It was cool. That's kind of like the whole motto or the, that's what The Walking Dead does. It does a lot of cool things. It might not make sense as
a
whole.
But it does.
But they do a lot of cool things.
Yep.
So that's that was that. But even that, it kind of like you're watching the second episode, and I wasn't really exactly sure what was going on until, you know, you see Morgan running through. And I'm just like, okay, this is happening at the same exact time right now. I thought this might have been maybe even another flashback or something from the get-go. I wasn't sure that this was happening at the same exact time when they were doing the whole, you know, parade of zombies trying to lure him off. So
yeah, but then you hear the horn.
Right, then you hear the horn, you're like, there it goes. But that was a little bit like, you know, 15, 20 minutes in type of thing. So that was cool.
Do you think the horn was being beeped long enough that the zombies will go to the place?
That's what it seems like.
It didn't, but then in that episode, it didn't seem like the horn was going on for too long.
But at the same time, I was kind of like rereading some things, and all it took was one shot to kill Shane for the herd of zombies to follow that noise.
That's
to get
true.
Into the
season
farm.
Two, yeah.
So if the horn was going off for a minute, that's enough.
The zombies are coming, yeah.
That's a lot of zombies over there. So I assume that's going to be that. I don't understand. Morgan, wasn't he with Brick in the group in the beginning?
That's what
how
my
is
other
he the only one? Is he that much faster? Is he the Flash and like with
that's
a stick?
That's his superpower.
Yeah,
he hasn't revealed.
I'm like,
it.
Why was he the only one that came? I don't know if he was so far away from everyone else. I thought they were together at a point.
I thought they were together too, but I mean that'd be some really sloppy storytelling if they had him in two places at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Maybe I just remember it. We both remembered it incorrectly, and everyone else I know that watches the show remembered it incorrectly. I hope. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Walking Dead.
It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't. And they were just like, oh, we just want Morgan to be in this episode. No one else. So what did you... Reactions of the first two episodes?
I mean, great. Action-packed. There's a lot going on. They're not... It's not a slow build-up like we're used to with Walking Dead. They immediately just jumped into some hardcore action.
Well, I feel like they've been doing that a lot... And especially because Walking Dead always has like the half seasons, and they take a couple months off, and they do half seasons again. I feel like they've been doing that a lot, where they have a good enough cliffhanger episode, so that right when the season or half season premieres, they can jump right back into the action. And that's exactly what happened. The season ended, and it was that meeting, and someone got shot.
Killed,
so well, that's the thing. Right after that, nothing really happened. But they started this episode action-packed type of thing, which is cool. It's kind of like when they went to Terminus, and they got captured, and they got thrown into like the freight and everything. And Rick's like, you know, they're not gonna mess with us type of thing. And right after that, the next episode was insanely action-packed. So I feel like that's what The Walking Dead has been doing. So I'm not surprised about this. It's gonna slow down. It has to. Because it can't be this action-packed.
I hope it's Lost Season 4, baby. Every episode's crazy.
No, it's gonna slow down. It has to. But yes, the first two episodes, insanely action-packed. It helps that the first episode dealt with the parade of walkers, and the second episode dealt with Alexandra being attacked by the wolves.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I thought it was really cool just to see the wolves, finally.
The wolves are pretty fucking scary.
I honestly, in a way...
I'm more scared of them than the zombies. That's terrifying.
In a way, like what you were kind of saying before, how you kind of like The Walking Dead, you don't really like anyone. There was a lot of times where I was rooting for the wolves. I'm just like, get them, yes!
Kill all these characters
get
I hate.
They're smoking, kill them. Like, get them all, I don't care anymore, type of thing. I was kind of rooting for the wolves. I'm like, they're kind of badass without guns. I'll take that, you know? It's like the samurai against, like, the army type of thing.
It was brutal watching that guy just keep hacking away people at an axe.
Well, that was everyone. It was really cool. And they had some, like, legit showdowns with, like, Morgan. And it was just like, oh, fast versus slow.
Morgan's pretty... He took down, like, five wolves at one
Morgan's
time.
Morgan's badass.
With a stick.
Morgan's badass, but he's kind of a softy that he won't want to kill. He doesn't want to kill anyone.
But... Hasn't he? Oh no, he's only killed zombies. I think it's a great start. It's a more promising start than from what I've remembered in the past few seasons. And now that you mentioned the terminus thing, yeah, that did start really strong, but it slowed down. But I didn't really like Terminus. I like this. What's going on?
Well, there was nothing to like about Terminus because it ended so quickly. I thought that was going to be a great like half season story arc, but they ended it within an episode.
Yeah,
it literally ended in one episode.
What was this whole season for? If they get there and then it's over.
They're just so wishy washy. It's like, okay, we're going to spend a season and a half. On the governor. But then we're going to spend one episode on Terminus? Like, the whole season was leading up to getting to Terminus, and it ended it so quickly. Whatever. That's Walking Dead for you.
That's Walking Dead for you.
But I do like it.
I feel like it's going to be promising.
There are characters I like now on the show. You don't like a lot of... You don't like any character but Rick, you tell me.
I like Rick, I like Michonne, and I like... I don't even know his name, but the guy that, like, scouts with Daryl.
Aaron.
I like him.
I was going to say, I like Aaron. I was going to say that. I feel like the new character that I hate right now is Ron. The punk kid, Jesse's son.
I mean, I hate every kid on this show. They all suck. Eat them all.
Eat them all.
These kids suck.
I feel like he's the main character not to hate.
Not the priest? I really hate the priest.
I mean,
I don't believe him. When he says he's ready to learn, no, he's not. He's a punk. A punk priest.
I don't dislike the priest. I think he's a really interesting character, that's why, you know.
But they're not doing anything with him. Like, yeah, when we first met the priest, I thought
he was gonna be huge.
Yeah, and he's just some wimp.
Yeah, he's very, very wimpy. I don't know. I think there's potential with the priest, though.
Well, who else do you like on the show? I cut you off. You like Aaron,
I like Aaron. I like Kara a lot.
Yeah.
I think Kara's awesome. I think that whole thing is really, really cool. She's playing soft, and she's been doing that for a while, and she should really be badass. Who else do I like? I slightly like Eugene a little bit. I think he's kind of...
You know what? Eugene is grown up.
Right?
I do like Eugene.
There was obviously a point where you hated Eugene.
Yeah.
But since then...
But, like, honestly, back to that. I know, obviously, on the show, they all thought he was the solution, but I don't think any viewer really thought this guy
was gonna
save him.
Yeah, you're like, this is not a legit
I wasn't
solution.
Let down by that reveal. I'm like, yeah, I knew this was gonna happen.
Right, right.
But I do like Eugene. He's good comic relief. I like when shows that... take themselves too seriously.
You know,
like
actually,
Walking Dead.
That is something I noted in my head when I was watching the premiere. I was just like, wow, they're actually throwing a lot of jokes in, like, the first half hour.
Yeah.
There were almost, like, before every commercial, there were a good, like, one or two jokes, which Walking Dead usually doesn't do. They don't do at all. So I like that. Yeah, Eugene had some really good comic relief here and there. He just plays it straight. He just says the most weird things, and he just goes on. He's okay with himself. The hair thing was cool.
Yeah, the hair thing
comment
was cool.
Was hilarious.
You know what I've realized though? There's so many every Walking Dead. Every time this happens on the show, there's like a purge, and half the cast dies. There's a lot of characters now on the show.
Of course, you needed this. You have too many characters. You just can't keep track of them.
Yeah,
you like, just don't
honestly,
care.
Half the characters on the show, I don't even know their names. And some of them have been on the show now for like two seasons. Like, oh yeah, that girl.
The thing, I mean, as good as the pilot was, it's just like when they introduced that one guy that went against Greg, you're like, okay, he's a goner. Like, it was just so predictable. Because we didn't even see him until this premiere episode. So
Nick Papagiorgio?
Yes.
Yeah, Nick Papagiorgio.
He's a goner. I'm like, why would they even... Which is like, everyone in the show... There's a lot of characters. There's too many characters. You gotta off some. But they haven't done it yet. I thought at least one or two would die during this purge, like you said.
Like the semi-main characters, yeah.
I mean, the priest could have easily been offed.
But back to him, even though they haven't done much and I just said he's a punk character, I feel like there's gotta be some purpose to this guy. Purpose to keeping him around.
I feel he seems to be like the concrete symbol of like faith and belief and how wishy washy it could be in a world like this.
Well, he's losing faith and belief.
Right,
though, yeah.
Exactly. So that's kind of cool, I guess. That's like really. I mean, there has been religious tones here and there. I mean, you have all these like Abraham characters and stuff.
Yeah.
But this, if you actually have a priest, you know, walking around with the group. It could be your direct link to that.
I also like Abraham.
You like Abraham?
I like Abraham.
Yeah, I like him. He's nuts. I like him. I like his nuts way.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
He's nuts.
He's
I like that.
He's entertaining, though. He's badass.
You never know. What was that? Mother dick? What was that, like,
mother
quote?
Dick.
Mother dick. Mother dick. You can't beat that quote.
I know. I was Walking Dead for... Because I gave up on the show. I kept watching it, but I didn't care anymore about the story, because at some points it was just, my interest was gone. So I looked ahead on Wikipedia, and I know at least what happens in the comics. With
Whoa,
the wolves.
Are you spoiling it right
now? No, I wouldn't dare. I'm just saying, the purge that we're talking about is coming.
It's gonna happen.
It's coming.
It has to. I mean, there's too many characters now. There's too many side characters that really don't matter.
Yeah.
That's something that Game of Thrones does great, is like, even its side characters...
They have a point.
You really care about them. You know who they are. You can at least yeah, figure out where they came from and what purpose they serve.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, you're just like, none of these characters actually serve a purpose.
Yeah.
In a way. They can all be offed, and it would be okay. You would expect that to happen.
That show, the show can keep going as long as Rick and Michonne and I hate Daryl, but I guess Daryl and Maggie are on it.
No, I don't. Well, I would definitely not put Maggie in that list.
Maggie has to stay alive because of the rules of TV. She's the hottest girl on the show.
I don't know, Rosita's pretty hot.
Oh, is that her name? That was one of the people, like, I don't even know this chick's name.
She could easily
she's
be off.
She's pretty hot, but she's gonna definitely die. I will guarantee she dies.
I honestly would really enjoy a show where everyone dies but Carol. I really like Carol. Carol's so badass, man. I think her story arc is one of the best ones on the show.
I do agree with you that I enjoy her faking and pretending to be like Susie Homemaker.
But even like how she started, remember how like soft she was with her abusive husband in season one?
Oh, yeah, no. And, like, this new Carol would never
And then
put
her
up with
daughter
that.
turning and everything. Her whole story, I think, is the best story out of any character on the show.
Maybe.
Maybe. You said that so weird.
Maybe. Sure.
Maybe.
Better than Rick.
Oh, dude, you know Rick had two seasons of really annoying, whiny Rick that you just wanted him to die. You
season
know
three.
It.
Season
you
three
know,
was annoying.
He
Rick.
Had some really yeah. bad
Once
moments.
Once Lori died, he
oh
was
my
really
god,
annoying.
It's just like, alright, get your hallucinations, get over it, dude. And then he's so back and forth. He's just like, yeah, we're gonna do this. Or he's like, oh, we can't kill anyone. We have to, like, save everyone. He's always going back and forth. And now he's back to hardcore Rick.
He's been hardcore Rick,
Well,
though.
Here's the thing. This is where I would love Walking Dead to take it. I think Rick is borderline, like, too much. I think he's close to being, like, a villain character within the group that we've
They'll
grown.
They'll never make him a villain.
I know, but I would love... I think it would be so cool for the writers to, like, make him turn to a point almost like Walter White, like, where he's far gone, and he's not coming back, and he is the villain now. And, like, they realize it eventually, and then, like, he just gets offed, in a way. Like, I would love that. You're right, it won't ever happen.
Yeah.
But I think he's so close at this point now, because, like, he's nuts. Like, especially last season when he was...
Oh,
he
especially
was.
At the end
he
of season
nuts.
5, yeah, he was
He went
nuts.
Absolutely nuts. He's so close to actually being a legit villain now. But, yeah, not going to happen. Walking Dead isn't that type of show, I feel, yeah. At least yet. They could take these chances, but I don't think they will.
Not with Rick. I can't see them doing it with Rick.
Not with Rick, and I feel like, like we were talking about before, there seems like there's no foreseeable end to this show.
No, it could just
this show
keep
could
going
go on.
And going and
this
going.
This could be the soap opera.
Yeah,
of,
the
like,
Days of Our Lives of AMC.
Really, like, oh, Days of Our Lives, season 30? Yes, that's The Walking Dead now. I can't see it ending. It's crazy, right? If you think about that.
I don't know how they would end it, and AMC makes so much money off the show,
it's the hugest
I can't see them
money
ending
grabber.
It. I'm sure the actors, as much as, like, you know, a lot of times they want to go on and do other things, they're probably making a ton of money from being on this show. So, I don't know. It could never end.
It might never end.
It might never end. Though Andrew Lincoln would die, and they'll have to, like, recast Rick.
How do you feel about that? Like, another 10 years of Walking Dead, at least.
No. In the 6 seasons, I've already wanted to give up on the show a bunch of times. I don't know. We'll see how this season continues
to go.
So
hard.
I mean, it's a great start.
It is a great start. It's just so hard for a show like this to keep going successfully. Because from the first episode to this episode, how many dozens and maybe hundreds of episodes it's been... It's the same theme. It's the same thing. It's post-apocalyptic world. Why are we fighting to survive? Like, do we want to be alive in this chaotic world? Why are we still searching for hope when there really is no hope? Or is there hope? How many people still believe that there is, type of thing? It's the same thing since day one. It's really just going on with it. It's stretching
just
less it. It's going to stretch it so thin that you're going to be like, all right, something has to give. Eventually. Either the viewers or the show.
What do you think could be an ending to The Walking Dead? Like, will they find a cure for this zombie disease? I'm going to say no.
I personally want everyone to die. on the show.
Everybody dies.
Everyone died. Like, Dawn of the Dead style.
Okay, alright.
Like, oh yeah, we made it.
Dead. Everyone is dead.
Everyone. It seems the only way, but I feel like they won't do that. I feel like there has to be a happier ending in this show.
But I can't see them, like, curing this zombie problem right now. There's absolutely no way they're going to be able to stop the zombies from being zombies.
Right.
So, like, how does it end? How could it end? Let's write the show.
Should we write in a screenplay and be like, this is how the show ends?
Frank Darabont? We got this, Frank.
He's not even involved anymore.
We got this, Frank.
Maybe Scott Gimple? I don't even know who's involved in this anymore. How would you like it to end?
How would I like it to end?
You wouldn't want them all to die?
That's how I don't see how it will end any other way or, you know, maybe they just finally find this one little area that they can peacefully live in and not have a governor or wolves come and kill them, and they just live in this happy existence. I don't know. It's one of two. It's either going to be that or it's going to be the other thing. There's no cure in sight. There's no way to stop it. I mean, unless they, like, you know, let's say they go up to, like, New York and, like, that state's fine.
Everyone, why would New York be fine?
Everyone up in Maine is just having its half of their lives.
They don't even realize anything happened.
And they're like, why are we down in Georgia still? Everyone in Maine is
just
having
a blast. Just go north, dummies.
Yeah, stupid.
Stupid dummies, just go north. Speaking of, you haven't watched Fear the Walking Dead.
No, I heard the finale
is
great.
That is happening in Cali, which is a different atmosphere from The Walking Dead, which is very, like, you know, in the woods, wide open farmland type of thing. It was really interesting to see the spin-off series take place in a very city-like setting and how that reacted and how the chaos, you know, came about. Yeah, I think, honestly, it was pretty good. The finale was good.
The finale was great.
The finale was very good. It brought up a pretty funny point where, I mean, you're not gonna watch it, so I'm just gonna say it. Where, like, there's a character, a ridiculous character, stupid ass as hell character on the show, but he was just like, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna see this through, see this zombie outbreak through. I'm just gonna be living on my boat for a while. He's just like, why would I be on land when I could just be like on my boat, floating around every once in a while. Dock it, get some supplies, go back on my boat and float around. Like, why not do that?
Not a bad idea.
That's a brilliant idea. I can't. It's funny that, like, I never even, like, thought that a character or anyone should do that during
that's
a zombie outbreak.
Also, the ending of Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what Phil Dunphy does.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what Phil Dunphy does.
I forgot about that. Dawn of the Dead, good movie, man.
Great movie.
I want to watch that again
tonight.
Now. The baby is just crazy, though.
Oh, the baby scene's ridiculous.
Dude, nuts.
Yeah,
absolutely
ridiculous.
Nuts. Haven't watched that in a while. But yeah, so Fear the Walking Dead is pretty cool. To say, yeah, a major character dies, but it's cool because they
don't tell me who. I might actually watch.
Okay, I won't say anything, but, like, it's cool because they do take risks here and there. It's neat because, like I said, you kind of see it happening. So, a similar theme to The Walking Dead in Fear the Walking Dead is that sometimes you have to fear people more than zombies. And that's one thing about fear. It's just like, okay, the military is in charge right now, but they're definitely not telling us what
everything
they know.
Yeah.
And they know a lot more than anyone else. And that's kind of scary how they treat everyone else because they have this knowledge, because they have... No, they're not going to hesitate to just eliminate people as well as zombies just so they could survive. So it's pretty, pretty cool in that aspect. It's only 6 episodes, man. You should just watch it.
I have so many things to watch, but I really didn't like the first episode, but I heard the finale and even the one before the finale was really
the last,
good.
The last 2 or 3 episodes are really good.
Maybe I'll get around to it after, you know, Fargo and Narcos and all this other stuff I'm trying to watch.
Hey, man, I counted how many shows I'm watching right now. It's 10. It's up to 10. So I'm like, and I'm always, I was telling someone, I was just like, yeah, I am literally 12 hours behind in my TV watching.
That's, when you put it like that,
yeah,
yeah,
that's, when you put it like that, and that's then, like, overwhelming. After this weekend, I put it down to like 7 hours left. I watched like 5 hours of TV this weekend. I'm like, I'm still 7 hours behind looking at my DVR and everything. It's kind of crazy to put it in that way. You could say like, oh yeah, just, you know, just 8 episodes behind, but you're like, yeah, I'm like 6.5 hours
behind. That's a lot of hours.
It's a lot.
Did you finally watch Fargo or no?
No. That I just really want to dedicate my time to. Stuff like The Walking Dead, I still kind of feel like I can do other things while watching it.
Yeah.
And I know if something big's going to happen, and I'll stop and I'll watch that. But like Fargo, I feel like every second I'm going to have to watch and dedicate all my attention to. But
that's like so Narcos. Pumped. If you're, when you eventually watch Narcos, you have to give.
Is that an hour long?
Like 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Netflix, so no commercials.
No commercials.
Cool. One season done. How many eps?
10 eps. I'm on to episode 5.
Anyone big in it?
The only actor I recognize. Well, actually, no. There's a lot of actors that I see, and I've seen them from other things.
Right.
Like Luis Guzman is a big character.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Viper from Game of Thrones is one of the main actors.
Oh, really?
He's great on the show.
Nice.
He's great on the show.
Cool.
The guy who plays Pablo Escobar is fantastic. I've never even
seen
heard
him,
of this
but
guy.
He's awesome.
I haven't even looked him up. I don't know why. Eventually I'm going to do it. But he has to be like some huge Latino actor who's huge down south and just
he's
no
just
one knows
great.
Him.
He's killing
he's
it.
He's so good as Pablo Escobar.
Nice.
It's really good.
Cool,
And then I have that. I need to watch the second episode of Horror Story. I saw the first one.
And tell me your initial reaction.
It's weird. As all.
But are they all weird?
They're all weird.
So is this a good or bad weird?
I don't know if I really buy. So it's a lot of time that it's a lot of reoccurring actors just playing different characters on the show. And I don't really know if I'm buying it this time around. I didn't buy it for Freak Show. I
know you didn't, yeah.
Loved it up until episode 4 and they killed the best character off on the show. And then I gave it some time and then I stopped watching it. I don't know if I really buy Lady Gaga. She's not.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's in it?
Yeah, she's one of the main characters.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know if I really buy her. And Kathy Bates is a weird character. I don't know. I'm gonna give it a few spins. I'm not gonna write it off because I'm still hoping that American Horror Story is gonna regain its greatness that it had in the first two seasons.
It's just wishful thinking, man.
The first two seasons are really good.
Sometimes when a show goes off the deep end, it doesn't regain itself.
But it's not linear storylines. It's not like it's continuing off anything. I feel like they always
have a better
chance of coming back. Season 1 and 2 are really good. But,
that's a fool's game.
We'll see.
A fool's game to play.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep playing it. All right? The only show I stopped playing that game with is The Strain.
You made a good comment about we should talk about, at least comment on some Halloween episodes of television, since this is our kind of like horror television segment. So, you got any for me, Mike?
Because,
like you said, almost all sitcoms have
Halloween episodes.
You know, successful ones will have plenty of Halloween episodes. And some of them could be really fun. Halloween episodes could be a lot of fun for sitcoms.
Community. I feel like Community did it. I haven't seen any of the last few Communities. Going
you
back
haven't.
To
I know, you
shows
haven't.
I need to rewatch. catch up on. But Community, especially the episode with the, I think it's like tainted meat, and they all act like zombies because it's like food poisoning.
So good.
It's a really good episode.
So good. Like they quarantine them and everything.
Yeah,
they just act like you said, zombies. It was a really, really cool episode.
Community is a good one. We were talking about The Office having, they have a few good ones, but notably Three Hole Punch Jim.
You can't beat that.
That was a great episode.
It's a great costume.
I love Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers always, like, every holiday, they have a great themed episode for. And in a few weeks, when we're talking about Thanksgiving, I will definitely be bringing up the Thanksgiving Bob's Burgers. It's one of my favorite episodes.
I gotta watch this then.
But the Halloween episode, especially the one with Aziz Ansari when they're in the box for it, is great. It's so great.
And then we were talking about the Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Oh, those are from the most Simpsons. Famous. Yeah,
they're
those are the most notable.
A lot of fun. And you're talking about The Shining.
I love The Shining.
The Shining was really good. The Simpsons are just genius with their Halloween episode. And it's always like they're telling stories within stories. Like it's a 30-minute episode, but they'll tell 3 10-minute episode stories. Yeah. It's just so cool what they do. You know,
I like besides The Shining too, because we were talking about him before. The one where it was like 3D Homer, like he goes into the different dimensions.
Yes,
that's a great episode.
We thought that when we were younger.
Yeah.
We were just like, this is crazy, because he kind of goes into another dimension type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a really cool one.
And, you know, what was the one where they found out that the teachers are eating the kids? That's The Shining. Isn't that still The Shining?
I don't know. But that was a good one, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
When they're like, yeah, like the cafeteria, they need, like, meat, and, like, they start chopping off the kids, and they're like, why are there only, like, 4 kids left at school? Hilarious. And then everyone's getting fat. All the teachers getting fat. They're like, oh, man, this is so yummy. Like I was telling you, one of my favorites is the Boy Meets World Halloween episode. I don't know if you remember the Boy Meets World.
I don't, but I'd like you to tell me about it.
Halloween episode. It was basically a spoof off of I Know What You Did Last Summer type, and they actually had Jennifer Love Hewitt on the episode.
Then I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, you do want to see it. This is like her prime.
Fun fact. Me and Jennifer Love Hewitt, same birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's meant to be.
You're the 21st.
Yeah,
February. Nice, very nice. Same exact? Are you the same age, too?
Oh, no, I would have written her by now. 2 great people were born on this day. They should meet and marry.
So it was basically like a spoof of that, where like it's a bunch of they have like a detention, and all of a sudden like kids start dying in detention, and you're trying to figure out like who it is, and then it's like Corey, Topanga, Sean. They're just like, oh, there's the killer, and they kind of corner him after he kills all their friends and family, and they unveil him, and it's actually Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. So the whole thing was like a dream, and it was just like Sean wakes up from his dream in detention. He's just like, oh my god, what happened? And then you find out that like, yeah, Sean was dreaming this because he feels like he's responsible for the breakup of Corey and Topanga. It was really a good episode. It was cool though.
You love your Boy Meets World.
Dude, I still watch it to this day.
I know you do.
Legit watch it. If it's on, I'm putting it on. I have all the episodes. Yeah. Boy Meets World is one of my faves. One of my faves.
Do you have any, like, scary Halloween episodes?
Scary Halloween episodes?
Like, not just, like, funny sitcom episodes, but, like, a scary one.
Oh, like a... What do you mean?
Like, an actual, like, a drama where they'll do a Halloween episode and it's pretty creepy. The Halloween episode of the first season... And I get it. American Horror Story is supposed to be scary, but they had a Halloween episode.
They had a Halloween episode.
And it was really morbid. The first one is where, in the first season, there was, like, a school shooting.
Okay.
Like, Evan Peters comes into school wearing this, like, skeleton costume, and they just think it's a costume, and then he shoots up the school.
Interesting.
That's actually... You never saw the first season of American Horror Story. You never watched any of them.
I never watched a second of American Horror Story.
The first season's really good.
Okay.
I think, personally, it's really good. Second season's my favorite, but first season's more accessible. Like, anyone I feel like can just watch it and
come in and watch
it.
Yeah.
And what are the other ones we were talking about? Oh, the Modern Family one.
Yeah, that was a good
one. With Gloria trying to not speak with her accent as the witch was so good.
That was pretty good. That was like, yeah, that was because Julie Bowen, like, just loves Halloween and wanted to do, like, a haunted house type of thing. What else did we think of? Just a lot of sitcoms do it.
I don't watch Friends, but when I was looking up, apparently
did they have
a good Friends one. I don't remember. Every episode of Friends is scary. This is actually
Mike's
a show people watch.
Mike's a Friends hater. I do love Friends, though.
I
love Friends.
I hate Rob and all my friends. Sadly, my favorite show of all time, I'm sitting there trying to doesn't have a Halloween episode. Seinfeld, I don't think, has any episode. If you really think about it, like, they don't even have a Christmas episode, it's Festivus.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's why it's so good. We need to buy out.
Any final remarks about horror or Halloween in general?
It's great. I love Halloween. I love horror. I love scaring people. I'm gonna scare Rob the second we're done.
What was you gonna say? Are you gonna prepare some scares for your party?
Like me actually scare people?
Well, I don't know. You should prepare something.
Or... I actually could scare the shit out of people in this house.
Yeah, I think you could. But what's that? What are you gonna put someone in there, Sixth Sense style?
You know the story.
Well, I know the story, but like, how is I really gonna scare anyone?
Because a lot of people.
You're the one sleeping here. It doesn't matter. It's not gonna scare anyone else. Yeah, I know it. It should freak you out. But why would it scare anyone else?
Listeners, this actually has nothing to do with our podcast.
Ghost story.
I live in a haunted room.
Ghost story time.
We moved into this apartment. And, I mean, look, I'm not going to get into it. Long story short, there's a ghost.
I want to hear it.
We'll close on a ghost story.
Okay, tell me
more. So, fun fact about the room that we do the podcast in. It's my bedroom. That's not the fun fact. Fun fact, me and Rob are in
you
my bedroom.
The studio record our podcast
The studio that we're in. When I first moved to New Jersey, I moved into this room. And I swore that I saw a ghost. I saw this old woman. The creep. This is stupid. Whatever, I'll talk about it. Yeah.
I want to hear it.
I saw this creepy old woman in this room. And I was like 10, and it really freaked me out. But I always chalked it up to, you know, me just being a stupid kid. And like, I didn't see anything. I really didn't see anything. I tried to like trick myself for so long over the years that I didn't see anything. And when I was moving into this room, right before the old tenants were moving out, when I was coming back up to this apartment, moving to this room, they asked me, they're like, you know, you used to live in here when you were younger. Did you ever see anything? And I was like, see anything like what? And she's like, I don't want to freak you out, but I see this old woman walking around like the bedroom you're going to move into all the time. And this is where I live now, in a room with a... dead old woman that apparently me and other people have seen. This is nothing to do with pop culture.
No, this is pop culture now, Mike. This is popular culture now.
Are you like ghost stories? You're in one.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Mike's bedroom.
Mike's bedroom studio. So you're... not doing buttons
anymore.
Buttons
are done. The stupid button app won't work.
That's true. It was faulty all episode long. Yeah, Mike, that's cool, man, that you're living with ghosts and stuff.
I like telling that story to girls that frequent the bedroom. to ensure that they never want to sleep.
That's the craziest thing you could say.
I don't know. I don't know. You all know you're a few beers deep, and I like scaring people. And I tell that to people.
I don't understand.
Notably females that come into the house, because I like to freak them out.
Because, you know, anyone else's reaction would be like, okay, Mike.
I don't know. You're scared. I get skin in your eyes right now.
Scared.
You're terrified.
I am very...
I like to tell to girls and Rob. They're in the bedroom.
We're in the same
boat. Let's stop this podcast because now we're not.
I want more ghost stories from Mike.
Do you?
No, I don't.
I used to also see ghosts in my old place. Maybe I'm just like Haley Joel Osment. And I see.
I just see dead people.
I see the dead.
You just haven't realized it yet at 29 years old.
Rob's dead, actually. He's my ghost.
Obviously. Dude, that's a new horror movie.
Imagine if I like played this back and you only heard me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, there is no Rob!
Tell me, that's Conjuring style right there. Remember that when they recorded it?
Have it take place in a movie theater.
No, not even. Why do you need it in a movie theater?
I think it's a great idea.
No, that's cool. Like, you're podcasting with someone, and then you're like, why isn't it successful? Why is no one...
because I'm talking to no one.
Then you play it back finally, because you're just so confident that it was going to be good. And then you're just like, why do I only hear my own voice? But then, like, your co-host comes over the next day, be like, when are we recording the next one?
Like, you're like, Rob, tell me you're a ghost!
You're like, why can't I hear your voice? Do you hear this? We're onto something, Mike. That's the ending of Walking Dead.
That's how Walking Dead ends. Rick finally decides to make a podcast, And everyone else is dead.
Everyone, the whole time, they've all been dead. And he's just illusioning everything.
Illusions.
It's all an illusion.
Spooky.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we really went off on a rant.
We apologize for the last 10 minutes. Tune in 2 weeks, but enjoy your Halloween.
What are we going to do in 2 weeks, Rob?
So that would be the November edition?
Yeah, it would be in November.
I mean,
what we're going to do in honor of November? Cook you up something good. Like Thanksgiving.
Well, we can wait till the next episode for Thanksgiving. The following one. This next one could just be about anything. But we shouldn't make promises that we're going to see anything because we never do.
I'm seeing Crimson Peak.
And Tide. I want them compared.
Well, actually, and by that time, we're seeing Spectre. Spectre.
When does that come out?
The first week of November.
Okay.
So that we'll cover in the next one.
I really want to see Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies, I heard was good.
I got really good reviews.
Yeah, I got really good
I'm
reviews.
Happy about that. Cause
you love your Hanks.
I do love my Hanks. Maybe we'll see some of these. I want to see Steve Jobs. Good reviews as well.
Oh, yeah, that got good reviews. We promise to watch. I'm not promising
anything.
Don't listen to the ghost.
The
ghost, Rob. I'm going to promise that we're going to watch 2 more shows and be caught up on them and be able to talk about them.
What 2 shows are you talking about?
We can do Fargo.
Are you going to watch that? Have you seen it?
No, I want to watch Fargo.
Okay. Though.
Fargo and...
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Is there another one now that you have in mind?
Are you watching The Leftovers?
Yeah, but you haven't seen the first season. So.
Yeah. I can't make that
You know
promise.
What we could do? The new AMC show, Into the Badlands.
What is that?
It's like a samurai karate, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type of show.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that.
Crazy, right?
All right, we're going to catch up on Fargo, and we're going to watch Into the
Badlands. Well, that hasn't even started yet. It starts in November, so we might be able to get that in if we watch the pilot and just talk about it.
I hope.
This has gone on another 5 minutes.
we're gonna lie to you guys right now. And we're probably not going to do anything.
These aren't promises, but these are more of a...
These are goals.
Prospects.
Yeah, these are prospects. These are prospects.
These are possibilities of what can happen.
You know, I'm going to tell you how the scares go at my Halloween party. When I bring girls into the room and scare them with the ghost story. All right, we're done. Cut.
Goodbye.
Bye.